Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. This radio commentary is brought to you by the Renewable Fuels Association, Walmart Stores, Monsanto, and John Deere. They're all friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary. Most years, in the first months, I make predictions for the year ahead. There's so much uncertainty right now, my crystal ball is fogged over. To me, there are a lot of questions about where the Obama administration and Democratic Congress will take us. Also, we can only guess about where the global economy is headed. I'd like to say that I've been encouraged by the early international actions by the Obama team. I thought Secretary of State Hillary Clinton was correct in her conciliatory approach to China. We need China, and they need us. We depend on China to keep lending us money. And looking at the Obama budget, we're going to need a lot of money. I think it's a good idea to work out our differences with Russia, as the president has suggested. We don't need to try to isolate Russia and establish missile sites on their border. Obama told the Canadians he didn't intend to push for a rewrite of NAFTA, and that's good. My biggest worries are with the domestic programs. The president's budget plan is big and bold and scary. I already said my crystal ball is cloudy. With the economic meltdown that we're fighting, I find it hard to contemplate a series of huge new programs. Universal health care, a massive expansion of education, a cap-and-trade energy plan, which equates to a costly tax increase, more regulations relating to the livestock production, and EPA, well, EPA always makes me nervous. My overriding concern is the explosion in spending. The Congressional Budget Office projects a $1.4 trillion deficit this year, and although it declined somewhat to $600 billion by 2012, it rockets back up to $1 trillion by 2018. And then on the revenue side, I don't think the tax collector will ever bring in the amount of money the budget plan projects. The rich don't have that much money, even if the government took all of it. And hopefully the Congress will have the good judgment to scale back the president's wish list. We are shoveling money out to everyone and anyone, giving billions of dollars to the states, rewarding them for irresponsible spending. California's broke. Whose fault is that? Well, it's not mine, and it's not yours. Why do we have to bail them out? Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.
In the rain, as we kiss goodbye. And